Pope Benedict is back here in the Vatican after a week-long pilgrimage to Africa that took him to Cameroon and Angola. John Baptist Tumusiimi was in Angola, the Pope's last stop. He offers us this retrospective.
In his speech at his arrival and in his address to the diplomats, his message to the politicians was that change was needed, not only in Angola, but all over Africa.
Decididos a trascender intereses particulares para trabajar una perspectiva de bien común.
This change should embrace the implementation of democratic principles, the creation of democratic institutions, the fair distribution of resources, fighting corruption, and giving priority to dialogue over armed conflicts. Many African countries have taken small steps towards democracy. The Pope's visit to Angola shed light on some of the country's economic and political contradictions. Although the country is one of the major producers of oil and has big deposits of diamonds, it is also one of the poorest nations in the world and with one of the highest mortality rates in Africa. Angola should make better use of its riches to attain peace and understanding among its peoples, the Pope said soon after his arrival in the country. He added that the multitude of Angolans who live below the threshold of absolute poverty must not be forgotten. To the religious leaders and their collaborators in evangelization, the Pope's message was that they should preach the gospel without fear, because they don't do any injustice to anyone when they preach the good news.
Hoje cabe a vós, irmãos e irmãs, na senda destes heroicos e santos mensageiros de Deus, oferecer Cristo ressuscitado aos vossos compatriotas.
Similarly, they should be on the front line in the promotion of justice, peace, reconciliation, and dialogue. The Holy Father's message to the faithful came out on Sunday in the open-air mass he celebrated at Simangola Square. He invited Christians to have hope in Christ and put behind the ravage caused by the civil war in Angola and begin to reconstruct their country. He called for reconciliation, but stressed that this would come only with a change of heart and a new way of thinking.
Arise, pon hacia camino. Look to the future with hope. Trust in God's promises and live in His truth. In this way, you will build something destined to endure and leave to future generations a lasting inheritance of reconciliation, justice, and peace. Amen.
From Luanda in Angola, this is John Baptist Tumusiimi.
Kamboni missionary Father Giulio Albanese has lived and worked many years in Africa. He traveled with the Pope during his recent pilgrimage. He told John Baptist Tumusiimi that the Holy Father's visit was a successful mission.
Because the message that has been delivered by the Pope was straightforward. This continent needs peace, reconciliation, justice, and in order to obtain, to achieve these goals, it is necessary that the Christian communities, in a way or in the other, may be capable of living in their mission. There is no doubt that there are many contradictions in Africa, but at the same time, the Christian communities can be really a sign of hope. And the Pope has come here to confirm these brothers and sisters in the common faith in Jesus Christ. There is no doubt that the only way to change the rules of the game in this continent is through the gospel. This is a great challenge for everybody, not only for the priests, bishops, but also especially for the lay people. The Pope has said very, very clearly that the politicians, the Catholic politicians in this continent, must be holy people. And it is a spiritual conversion, there is no doubt, that in a way or in the other must affect in a positive way the civil society. I think looking at the future, I think we have to look at the future of the continent with hope. Being aware that the Lord is able to write straight on crooked lines. Somehow this has been the final message of the Pope during these days. The final message, especially during the Mass with the people, because even if there are many contradictions, even if sometimes there are situations of suffering, people starving and so on, there are people who have got the proper charisms in a way or in the other to affect in a positive way these countries. If we look at Angola, Angola is a big country. Angola is a country that could be really a paradise, yet the majority of the people are living in really in a state of misery, of poverty. There is a gap between the rich and the poor, and the church cannot tolerate this. The church, in a way or in the other, must give voice to the voiceless. I think this has been the greatest message that the Pope has delivered to the Catholic people during these days in Africa.
Okay, the Pope also talked to representatives of women's movements that are promoting the well-being of women. What do you have to say about his message to women?
There is no doubt that women are those working most in this country. It has been demonstrated, it has been proved that women are those who are producing 64% of the wealth of the continent. That is to say, women are those, in a way or in the other, that are the pillars of this society. And this is the reason why the Pope has decided really to convey a message to them, because they are the very heart of the family. And they are those who have been called by God to generate the life. And there is no doubt that this nation, this Angola, but not only Angola, I would rather say the continent as such, has really to become a living witness of the gift of life. And women, from this point of view, must play an important role.
But women also in Angola and in Africa in general have been subjected to inhuman conditions. And the Pope actually referred to these inhuman conditions and said that such conditions were not in the plan of God when he created the man
and
woman.
The social doctrine of the church, in a way or in the other, must change, must affect in a positive way the local cultures. There is no doubt that in this society very often are the men taking the decisions, and women sometimes are in a state of slavery. From a Christian perspective, this cannot be accepted. And this is the reason why the Pope spoke very, very clearly. But in that case, I would rather say that the message was delivered not so much to women, but to men.
Okay, I spoke to one of the bishops of Angola, and he told me that since 1992, when Pope John Paul II visited this country, many things have changed. And since also the first special synod for African bishops also ended in 1994, there have been many changes, especially in matters that have to do with justice and peace.
Let us say that the conflicts from the year 2000 have diminished in Africa, no doubt about that. At the present moment, there is a very bad situation in Somalia, Darfur, and especially in the eastern side of Congo. But let us say, for the rest, the war is over. For example, in Sierra Leone, in Liberia, even in this country where we are now, in Angola. Yet, the very fact that people are not fighting does not mean that there is peace. Peace is something more. The concept of peace implies justice, respect for the civil rights, the human rights. And very often in these countries, even if there is no war, let us say there is this kind of uneasiness, there is this atmosphere of sorrow that in the way or in the other is affecting the majority of the people. The real issue at stake is really this split, this division between the poor, who are really very little from the point of view of numbers, and the poor ones, who are really the majority of the population. In many of these countries where, in a way or in the other, a peace agreement has been reached, there is still a lot to do in this sense.
But do you think that the visit of Pope Benedict XVI to Angola might lead to some positive changes in some areas of life?
Let us say the people have really welcomed him. The people have really understood his message. I don't know to what extent the message has been received and accepted by the local authorities. I am very sincere in this regard. What I have noticed is that the local press has said very, very little about let us say, the political message delivered by the Pope, especially when the Pope, for example, spoke very clearly against corruption, when he spoke against those people who look at their own interests, especially when he stressed the importance that the political leaders, in a way or in the other, must look at the common good. I had the impression that the social doctrine as such, and especially the political messages inspired by the gospel, delivered by the Pope to the people of Angola, have not been, let us say, relaunched by the local media. In other words, what I have noticed is that the local press has not emphasized the political message inspired by the evangelical values, the message delivered by the Pope, especially to the politicians. Even if the Pope has spoken very, very clearly, it seems that on the other side, they, in a way or in the other, they tried not to listen.
And thanks there to Father Giulio Albanese, a Comboni missionary who has lived many years in Africa.